Sunday, June 12th, 2022, 5:42 a.m. Okay, it's been about an hour since I started painting. I actually did start this recording, and unfortunately, when I thought I was done, I wasn't done, and I let it run. So I deleted that, and I'm going to re start recording again. So I did paint this past week a couple times, at least a couple times during the 100 degree days. I'm working in the backyard, getting things, expanding my vegetable garden into the rest of the yard. At my goal, not this time around, but God willing, in the years to come, is to incorporate a good portion of the yard, almost all the yard, and I'm almost there. So, as far as I can tell, but just to try to see what I can do here. Anyway, yeah, I'm doing that, and it's taking a lot of energy and time to do it. I haven't been walking because when I'm done digging stuff and rototilling and scraping stuff out and pulling weeds and what have you and roots and what have you, I'm really not up for walking in the heat of the day. So, but I will come in here. I did come here, like I said, a couple of times and paint. I'm working on the Empowered Women panel, and I'm making a push to try to finish this. I don't really think I want to. I thought about adding other objects in there and what have you, but I think this is pretty simple, and I think it'll. I think it says it pretty much, So, there's no need to really add other stuff that make you think a little bit more. I think I got the drawing down pretty good. The figure's arms. I know her right arm looks kind of small, and her left arm looks kind of big, and her right hand looks kind of big, and her left hand looks kind of small. So, but it doesn't bother me because it kind of throws things off. If you concentrate on her hands, it makes sense. If you concentrate on her torso, yeah, the left arm's, or the right arm's, one of the two, either the left arm's too big or the right arm's too small. But if you look, stand back and look at the whole painting, it kind of just doesn't matter. Okay? So, right now I'm working on the floor again. Starting at the upper left-hand corner behind the door, and I'm going to work my way across the back of the floor. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, so I was going to do this last Sunday, but again, Saturday night I had a gallbladder attack, suspected gallbladder attack. And, the funny thing is I ate the same thing the previous time I had the gallbladder attack. So it may not be necessarily my gallbladder, although I'm going to go take a test for it tomorrow again. They want to do an, they ran through all the tests before that they had before, but except for one this last time. Last Sunday I was in the emergency room, and they elected to have me take the test at a later date. So I'm taking it this tomorrow morning. And I guess what they're going to do is they're going to inject me with some radioactive material that's supposed to concentrate into my in my gallbladder, and that way they can get a good look at it. So that's going to be a couple of hours, I guess, for the test. No sedation necessary as far as I can tell, so I can drive myself at least. And what else? So they're going to go from there. If they see some kind of reason to take my gallbladder out, they're going to want to do that. Truthfully, I don't want to go through that pain again. That's how bad it hurt. I went to the emergency room, and I was ready to drive myself. And this time I couldn't call my sister in the middle of the night to come take me, and I don't want my wife driving and then at nighttime. I trust my sister more. And I did try calling my friend Ben to give me a ride, but his phone was like off or something. It went straight to voicemail. So I really didn't like bothering him at close to midnight. So Margaret, my wife, Margaret, wouldn't let me drive myself. although I thought I could do it. And I didn't want, like I said, I didn't want her driving back alone at night. And it was raining that night too. So, yeah. So I just kind of toughed it out and suffered through the night with all that pain. And come morning time, I called my friend Ben, and he was willing to come get me and take me down there. And but by that point, it was at night, the pain was like an 8 or a 9, maybe a 7 or 8, somewhere in there. You know, let's say a solid 8. And because I wasn't doubled over, but man, it was hurting. You know, a little bit more, and yeah, I probably would have been doubled over with pain, and you know, just finding my way to get some kind of pain relief. But yeah, I suffered through it. I kind of dozed off and on through the night, but so did the wife. At one point, the wife was rubbing my back, even though the pain was in the front. She was rubbing my back, and that actually kind of helped. You know, if she rubbed this one spot on my back, and it kind of like, oh yeah, you know, it's like I could feel the pain, but it's not anywhere near as bad. So, anyway, so yeah, so I spent last Sunday in the emergency room, but not today. Let's see. So it's getting light outside, and I'm gonna go let the chickens out. That's why I stopped, and that's when I realized, oh yeah, I left the recording running, the recorder running. So, yeah, I'm painting these panels here, and I gotta finish them here soon. I want to start another one. I want to do another a painting about my father and my sister that died, and also a painting about my dog that recently died, Mr. Goobs. So, I'm kind of stirring those things in my mind. My dog painting, I got my dog painting, you know, the idea set pretty good. I don't know how it's going to turn out. My father's painting, I kind of got that idea set too. It's gonna, I think in a way it's gonna kind of look like Van Gogh's potato eaters, you know, in some way. And maybe not as dark and stark, because it's not really a dark and stark thought about my father. And my sister, I keep turning things around, looking for that right idea in my mind, but I can't seem to find it. She was my older sister, the oldest of us all, and she took care of us, me and my younger sister. And so, at times, you know. Like big siblings do, they take care of you. So let me go let the chickens out, and I'll be back. And I'm going to turn this pause this correctly this time. 6:01 a.m. Okay, so I let the chickens out. Oh, last night, one of the chicken ladies here in Fair Oaks, you know, we got the chicken ladies and people, men. They actually go out there and feed the chickens that are dumped off in the village. And again, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but like within a month, 99% of the chickens are gone. So there was some kind of concerted effort to get rid of them. People keep on dumping chickens, and the people that go down there regularly and watch for the chickens regularly, know which chickens are dumped recently. You can, and actually, I could tell too, because they're the ones standing on the corner, not like they just got dropped off the bus from Missouri somewhere, and they don't know where to go or what to do. They don't know. They go, "There's no food here. There's no water here. I don't know what we're doing, but we're scared." And you could tell the really tame ones, because they come up to you thinking, "Well, maybe this person's going to feed me." Anyway, so one of the chicken ladies called Margaret and said there were four hens that were dropped off at this one area by the community center, across the street from the house that has the white anteaters. And I guess that's the artist Hugh Gorman, and his wife came out, Terry. I'm assuming it was his wife, Terry, came out and was concerned about she noticed that the chickens had just got dropped off. They came back from camping yesterday, and that's when she noticed. So she was concerned, and she was happy to see that we're out there trying to catch them. Because, well, that's what I said. Rose, the other chicken lady, called my wife, said that they were there and that we should go down and get them. So I said, okay, I'll help you with that. And I went down there with my wife, and so we caught, Rose caught the biggest one, and she said that was really tamed, and but she had to leave. That's when we went down there and we started working on catching the other one. So we got there. The smallest one was pretty tame too, and Margaret was able to get close enough to it to catch it by hand. And the other two medium-sized ones were more skittish about stuff. And but actually, I was able to net those after about 20 minutes, 25 minutes worth of work, being there, that is, not work, but being there. So it didn't take too long to catch them and bring them home. But yeah, it's kind of sad that and I'm sure these people love their chickens. They don't want to take them to the pound, but they're under the false understanding that they think that they're going to be taken care of there. They're not taken care of there. If it wasn't for the kindness of the heart of these chicken people, they wouldn't get fed and they wouldn't even get water. So so now we got more chickens. We're going to get too many here pretty soon, and I think the wife should cut back a little bit on it, because we don't have that big a yard, And now we've got, let's see, we got one, two, three, four, five roosters, okay. And hopefully, the one that's pretty bad off. I'm hoping that it'll die. But those roosters last forever. Jeez, they got a long lifespan for as far as chickens go. The hens, yeah, they got maybe about a 2/3 of the life of a rooster. But anyway, so let me get back to paint here before this paint dries more than I want it to. And yeah, looking at my garden, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm growing tobacco, and that plant is getting huge. The leaves are huge on that thing. They're what? They're about 2 feet long. It's really a beautiful plant. I really should draw it or something. But anyway, let me get back to painting here, and on pause. 7:50 a.m. Okay, I'm gonna take another little break here. The wife told me that we got a little bit of cloud burst here. I was gonna the part that I'm expanding, I was gonna plant some cover crop for the time being, and I was gonna put some buckwheat down. So I'm gonna go out there and seed it and water it some more, water it that is, and hope the rain will help a little bit. At least it'll be it won't be a hot day where the water will evaporate. We'll see. Let's see. 8:29 a.m. Okay, I'm back from seeding my buckwheat cover crop over my newly tilled lawn area. That's not going to be garden area. So get back to painting. 10:22 a.m. Okay, I'm going to stop painting and deal with the rest of the day. So, have a good one.